Welcome to the program For the Sake of Your Eyes, time spent with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Dubois Vision Clinic, covering some very important topics related to your eyesight and good eyesight health. Good morning, Dr. Wendy.
Good morning.
It's great having you with us once again, and we're going to turn a corner. The last few programs, we've been talking about children, but today we're going to talk about the more mature among us, the older folks, and macular degeneration. Let's start off by talking about what is macular degeneration.
Well, macular degeneration is also called age-related macular degeneration, and it's a problem that you have with your retina. It happens when the macula, the central part of the retina, is damaged. Now, in the U.S., there are up to 20 million people who are affected by macular degeneration,
wow.
And it's usually those over age 60.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the average patients I see are 70s, 80s,
okay.
But I have some that I treat that are in their hundreds.
All right. Now, is there just one kind of macular degeneration or more than
no,
one?
No, there's two types of macular degeneration. The first is the dry. 80 to 90% of the people have dry. And dry means there's no bleeding. And I had a professor in school that told us if they have to have macular degeneration, dry is the type to have because it's a slow progression. And there are different grades. There's mild, moderate, or intermediate, advanced. And then the end stage macular degeneration is geographic atrophy, which we hear a lot about because there's different advertisements about it. Henry Winkler, or the Fonz,
right.
He talks about it. He's been on the radio and he's on TV. And we'll
sure.
talk about the shot that he's advertising a little bit later.
Sure.
And the wet form is 10 or 15 to 20% of the people have the wet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the wet, you have bleeding. The problem with macular degeneration is basically hardening the arteries. The blood vessels don't do what they're supposed to do. And instead of carrying the nutrients and the oxygen to the cells and taking away the byproducts of the cells, because the cells are working all day long, they have byproducts, and they're supposed to go out through the blood system. The problem in macular degeneration is that they accumulate in the cell, these byproducts, and they're called drusen. Drusen's the hallmark sign of macular degeneration. Now, when you look in a picture, it's kind of a yellowish color, and they're round.
Hmm.
And instead of the macula being nice and smooth, it's rough and bumpy.
I see.
So the first symptom patients will have most often is reading problems. But in the wet form, the eye is not getting enough oxygen, so the eye produces more blood vessels, new ones, that are weak, and they're curly, and they bleed.
Uh-huh.
And when they bleed, it creates scar tissue. And these patients could lose their vision overnight.
Wow.
Now, they came out early with a treatment for wet macular degeneration. They use injections in the eye, and those injections shut off the leakage, but they don't always improve vision.
Hmm. Now, I'm sure there's different ways that you go about determining whether it is macular degeneration that you're dealing with. So how do you reach a diagnosis?
Well, there's a thing called the Amsler grid, and any patient with macular degeneration has seen one of these. It's a square made up of little squares, and in the center, there's a polka dot. And we check each eye individually, and we're looking especially for waviness of the lines.
Okay.
Blind spots, black spots of blank out areas. And in wet macular degeneration, they will have all of a sudden a big blind spot. And in the past, we used to have people keep it on their fridge because that's the most common place. You're in and out of the fridge all the time and you can look at the fridge. And the Amsler grid is a way that people can monitor themselves at home. And we also take photos. And I have a camera in the office that we take front-on photos. So we see the retina, the macula, the optic nerve. Then I also have a camera that we see a slice of the retina. So in the regular retinal photos that are head-on, we see if there's leakage, bleeding, we see the drusen.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, they used to do, if they thought you had wet macular degeneration, they would do angiography. That's becoming less and less common because of technology. So what they do is they put a dye in the arm, and it's yellowish, and they take pictures every couple seconds as the dye is going through the blood vessels.
Okay.
And then they can see where the leakage is.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first got out of school, the only tool that they had for wet macular degeneration was laser. And that laser would hit the blood vessels that were leaking, but it also hit the underlying retina and caused more scarring. So a lot of people would go in to the doctor seeing relatively decent and come out seeing worse. Mm. And after you have a treatment, you don't want to see worse. Mm-hmm. But they evolved a lot of the types of lasers. They had tunable lasers that would be able to hit just the blood vessels, but they do very, very little lasering anymore. Now, the second picture that we take is called an OCT, ocular coherence tomography. And what it does is it takes a look at a slice of the retina. So we can see the blood vessels, we can see drusen, we can see bleeding, we can see any disruption, the scar tissue that they get in geographic atrophy, the end stage of dry macular degeneration, because these drusen I was talking about, over time, they will coalesce together. And when they coalesce, they create a scar.
Okay.
And then that scar creates the blind spots that the patients see. But things can be different in each eye. And one can be in advance of the other. And sometimes one eye will go wet, but the other one is still dry. And after that happens, if you have one wet eye and one dry eye, you have 10% chance per year that the other eye is going to go wet.
Mm. On today's For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, the topic is macular degeneration. And when we return after this important message, we're going to hear about how macular degeneration is treated.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Driving at night is more demanding and stressful than daytime driving. Make sure that your eyes are examined regularly and wear up-to-date glasses or contacts. Keep the windshield clean inside and out and make sure your car lights are clean and working properly. Glare during night driving especially affects older drivers. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Du Bois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Du Bois, 371-2020.
Dr. Wendy, we are talking about macular degeneration today on For the Sake of Your Eyes. And you've told us about the two types of age-related macular degeneration and also how you go about diagnosing the problem. Let's talk about the treatment. What are the treatment options?
Well, in the wet form, they use injections that they put into the vitreous. The vitreous is the fluid in the back of the eye. And they're called anti-VEGF. VEGF has the initials stands for vascular endothelial growth factor.
Okay.
And so that is blocking those new blood vessels that grow that we were talking about. So it tries to block them so that they don't get created and bleed.
Mm.
But it also seals off the blood vessel. And they get rid of the bleeding pretty quickly. But the problem is when a blood vessel leaks, not only blood leaks out, but other fluids leak out. So they can have a lot of swelling in the macula. And it's kind of like looking through a fishbowl. They see, but things are distorted and blurry. And so sometimes it takes a while for that to go away. So the protocol that they began with when they started these intravitreal shots was they would have three in a row, and then they'd go 1 month, and they'd spread it out. Well, the insurance companies started to balk, especially Medicare, because some of these treatments, they're paid up to $3,200 per shot.
Right.
And so there's a whole host of people out there with wet macular degeneration that have Medicare. Mm. So they wanted to extend the time between shots. And some of the commercials you may see on TV, it says, well, it's up, you can go 4 to 6 weeks without a shot.
Mm.
And that's what they're talking about. In the dry form, mainly the treatment in the past was to give AREDS vitamins, AREDS, and that's for the age-related eye disease study. There was a study done checking different vitamins and minerals, and they did a study where they used vitamin C, vitamin E, lutein, zeaxanthin, zinc, and copper. So lutein and zeaxanthin are called carotenoids, and they are pigments that the eye needs.
Mm.
Now, the macula sees the color red,
and
the central part is called the macula lutea because it's yellow.
All right.
Your body does not make carotenoids, so you have to ingest them. You have to take them
in. I see.
So lutein and zeaxanthin are two of those types. And they found by replenishing those that did help some patients. Now, with that combination of vitamins and nutritional supplements, they found that people with certain drusen may have their dry macular degeneration minimized or decreased, and it was usually the intermediate patients. But you have a lot of patients that have mild, moderate, mm-hmm. and severe macular degeneration that they didn't help. But they won't hurt you. And what I do typically is, if there's a family of patients with macular degeneration, the kids should be on the AREDS formula. And there's different companies who make it.
I see.
But the vitamins will be helpful, but they don't actually stop macular degeneration. Mm. So a lot of the older patients who have macular degeneration are on that, and it's good for them. And their eye doctor can tell them if vitamins and minerals would be recommended for the dry AMD, but not all forms will benefit from that supplement. Beta carotene should not be used by people who smoke now, currently, or in the past, because there's a raised risk of lung cancer.
All right.
So there's certain formulations that don't have beta carotene in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that they need to watch out for.
Yes. Now, you had mentioned earlier about the Fonz, about
yes.
and he does some promotional work for some of these treatments, and especially for end-stage dry AMD, also called geographic atrophy. Tell us more about that.
Well, the shot that he's advertising is Syfovre. Now, these are all hard to pronounce, and their generic name is worse yet. But it's the first one that came out, and it's a shot or an injection like the people who have wet get, but it's a different formulation. And there's another one called Izervay, and that's the one where the lady drives a little yellow car.
Right.
And it talks about slowing down age-related mm-hmm. macular degeneration. And one of these will be injected into the eye to slow the atrophy. Atrophy is the scar tissue. And every year that scar tissue, we talked about the drusen coalescing, and can get bigger and bigger. And hopefully that will delay the vision loss. Now, these treatments can slow down the rate of progression of geographic atrophy by a small amount,
I see.
Like 10 to 14%, which mm-hmm. is a very small amount. But they haven't been shown to have any effect on vision. So these patients are hoping for improved vision, but they're not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Worse, they may cause unwanted side effects. And these side effects are the biggest one is it causes wet macular degeneration. 15% of the patients across the board with this Syfovre had new blood vessels that grew, that we mm-hmm. talked about. So these people who were dry, who didn't have a chance, you know, they weren't heading toward wet macular degeneration, they became wet, which worsens their condition.
Mm-hmm.
And the Izervay also has that possibility too. So why would you want to take a shot that may make you worse?
All right.
So it's their first step, but they're not perfect.
I see. Now we're discussing macular degeneration on this week's For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt. We're going to take another break right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk about another procedure that can take place.
This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. Everyone starts to experience changes in their vision in their 40s. It's called presbyopia, and there's a decreased ability to focus on near objects. Activities like reading, sewing, and driving may become increasingly difficult. There are many ways to correct this: glasses, contacts, and even refractive surgery. With regular eye exams, problems can be detected early and proper treatments prescribed to ensure good vision. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, DuBois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, DuBois, 371-2020.
You're listening to For the Sake of Your Eyes with Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the DuBois Vision Clinic. The topic today, macular degeneration. And Dr. Wendy, tell us about this non-invasive electrical stimulation of the macula. Sounds pretty scientific.
Yeah, the initials for NIES. And it's an electrical stimulation to treat macular degeneration, which I do in my office.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1998, I had a patient who heard on the radio that there was a cure for macular degeneration. And I'm a low vision doctor. I prescribe magnifiers for patients with macular degeneration and other
right.
vision problems to
right.
help them see better.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is you can make things bigger and you can move it over past their blind spot,
mm-hmm.
But the patients complained that they read like a first grader because they can see one letter at a time or a couple letters.
Yeah.
Then there's blind spots in the way. It's bigger, but so this patient, we were working with low vision magnifiers, and he said, I heard on the radio on Paul Harvey, it's a cure for macular degeneration. I said, well, I don't think it's a cure, but I'll call. So I called the radio station, and it was on WCED, and they told me, the doctor in South Dakota who was doing the treatment. He had treated Sam Snead, the golfer, and Sam Snead had macular degeneration, and he could no longer drive.
Yeah.
So after Dr. Jarding treated him, he could drive again. And the way it worked out, I found out the backstory of it. The doctor in South Dakota had an older doctor friend that his graduation or his graduating class had their reunion in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
Which is where Paul Harvey lives.
Right.
Well, one of his classmates was friends with Paul Harvey, so he took the article to him, and that's how it got on the radio. So in 1998, October of 1998, I went to South Dakota, and I was trained to treat macular degeneration with this procedure. Now, every cell in the body has a chemical charge.
Sure.
And when you get a cut on your arm, say, or your hand, anywhere, the chemical charge changes, and that's how it heals that area.
Right.
So in the eye, if you think of a chain of cells, a grouping of cells, one after another, if one or two are affected, everybody down the line is affected.
Exactly.
So by entering microcurrent is very minimal current. It's less current than you have naturally in your liver.
Okay.
So we do this through the closed eyelids. So that current goes into the eyes, and it goes into the retina, and it works on the cells there.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns those cells on, but it also works on the blood vessels so that the cell junctions tighten up and they take the nutrients and the oxygen to the cells.
Okay.
But also it helps take away byproducts. So in this procedure, we see very quickly the vision improve.
Mm-hmm.
We also see that the cells turn on. And we were talking about the scar tissue. Now, scar tissue is not the same thickness all throughout. So it's thicker in some areas it's not as thick. In school, we were told that if they had scar tissue, the cells were dead.
Mm.
But through this treatment, we're finding they're not dead.
Wow.
They're dormant or toxic, and a lot of those cells turn on. Now, I've been involved in four FDA studies, and we've proved to them that it's safe and effective to do. And we can increase the vision. On average, patients improve about four lines of vision.
Wow. That's fantastic. Some very great information. Anything else you would like to share with us today, Dr. Wendy, regarding macular degeneration? How about patients who may be curious if this is something that they're actually dealing with?
The best thing to do is to call and get an appointment and be examined.
Yeah.
We can take the different pictures. We'll be able to see right away. We do a complete eye exam, check everything out. And a lot of patients who have more advanced macular degeneration don't wear their glasses because they don't seem to help at distance or near. As we do this treatment, their eyes use the cells are turning on, but their eyes use their glasses more efficiently, and all of a sudden they can start to see again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've had patients that couldn't see to dial a phone number, and after we treated them, the husband said to her, "What did you just do?" "Well, I called my son." And he said, "Yeah, but who dialed the phone?" And I had another lady, we put gel on the lids to allow the current to go through more easily. And she was in the bathroom washing her face. She wanted to make sure she got all that gel off. And she came out and said, "Who put all these wrinkles on my face?" And people, they go out to lunch, and it sounds funny, but a lot of them can't see what they're eating.
Right.
Especially in a salad.
Yeah.
Especially in a salad. And the one lady said, "Oh, I could see the tomatoes and the cucumbers, the carrots.
Wow.
I could see everything." So it improves the vision very quickly. And then we can sustain that vision. And we also keep it so it doesn't progress. But you need to have treatments on a recurring basis.
Sure. And where is the Du Bois Vision Clinic located, or how can they get in touch with you?
It's at the Rice Complex on Beaver Drive, at 90 Beaver Drive. I'm in the back building, which has a big letter D on it for dog, and the front door is glass. You come in the front door, and I'm the first office on the right. And they can call 814 371-2020. And please leave a message if you get the answering machine.
And it's
and
great.
We'll get back to you.
And it's great that you have that phone number,
yes.
the 2020, yes. right?
It's easy to remember.
it sure is. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt of the Dubois Vision Clinic with us today on For the Sake of Your Eyes. And in just a couple more weeks, we'll have another very important program for you. Dr. Wendy, thank you for the important information today.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. This is Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt with an eye care message for the sake of your eyes. 90% of people who use computers, tablets, and phones complain of digital eye syndrome. It results from focusing on a screen for extended, uninterrupted periods of time. Symptoms include headaches, blurred vision, neck pain, fatigue, eye strain, dry, irritated eyes, and difficulty refocusing the eyes. Solve stress on your visual system. Don't delay. Make an appointment today. Dr. Wendy Strauss-Watt, Dubois Vision Clinic, 90 Beaver Drive, Dubois, 371-2020.